Tenth Principle. The God-given right to govern is vested in the sovereign authority of the whole people. During the 1600s, the royal families of England did everything in their power to establish the doctrine that they governed the people by divine right of kings. In other words, it was declared a God-given right. Algernon Sidney is beheaded. King Charles II beheaded Algernon Sidney in 1683 for saying that there is no divine right of kings to rule over the people. Sidney insisted that the right to rule is actually in the people, and therefore no person can rightfully rule the people without their consent. In responding to the question whether the supreme power be in the people, he replied, "I say that they, including himself, who place the power to govern in a multitude, understand a multitude composed of freemen, who think it for their convenience to join together and to establish such laws and rules as they oblige themselves to observe." End of quote. John Locke on the Source of Political Power. The very year Algernon Sidney was beheaded, John Locke fled from England to Holland, where he could say the same thing Sidney did, but from a safer distance. After the glorious revolution which he helped in plotting, Locke returned from Holland on the same boat as the new Queen Mary. In 1890, he published his two famous essays on the original extent and end of civil government. In the second essay, he wrote, quote, "In all lawful governments, the designation of the persons who are to bear rule, being as natural and necessary a part as the form of government itself, and that which had its establishment originally from the people, all commonwealths, therefore, with the form of government established, have rules also of appointing and conveying the right to those who are to have any share in the public authority. And whoever gets into the exercise of any part of the power by other ways than what the laws of the community have prescribed, hath no right to be obeyed, though the form of the commonwealth be still preserved, since he is not the person the laws have appointed, and, consequently, not the person the people have consented to. Nor can such an usurper, or any deriving from him, ever have a title, till the people are both at liberty to consent, and have actually consented, to allow and confirm in him the power he hath till then usurped." End of quote. View of the American Founders. There was no place for the idea of a divine right of kings in the thinking of the American founders. They subscribed to the concept that rulers are servants of the people, and all sovereign authority to appoint or remove a ruler rests with the people. They pointed out how this had been so with the Anglo-Saxons from the beginning. Dr. Lovell describes how the tribal council, consisting of the entire body of freemen, would meet each month to discuss their problems and seek a solution through consensus. The chief or king, taken from the Anglo-Saxon word signing, chief of the kinsmen, was only one among equals. Quote, "The chief owed his office to the tribal assembly, which selected and could also depose him. His authority was limited at every turn, and though he no doubt commanded respect, his opinion carried no more weight in the debates of the assembly than that of any freeman." End of quote. Alexander Hamilton. In this same spirit, Alexander Hamilton declared, quote, "The fabric of American empire ought to rest on the solid basis of the consent of the people. The streams of national power ought to flow immediately from that pure original fountain of all legitimate authority." End of quote. The divine right of the people to govern themselves and exercise exclusive power of sovereignty in the official affairs was expressed by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts in its proclamation of January 23, 1776. Quote, "It is a maxim that in every government there must exist somewhere a supreme, sovereign, absolute, and uncontrollable power. But this power resides always in the body of the people, and it never was or can be delegated to any man or a few. The great Creator has never given to men a right to vest others with authority over them, unlimited either in duration or degree." End of quote. James Madison. James Madison discovered many people frightened by the Constitution when it was presented for ratification because they felt the federal government was being given autocratic authority. Madison declared, quote, "The adversaries of the Constitution seem to have lost sight of the people altogether in their reasonings on this subject, and to have viewed these different establishments not only as mutual rivals and enemies, but as uncontrolled by any common superior in their efforts to usurp the authorities of each other. These gentlemen must be here reminded of their error. They must be told that the ultimate authority, wherever the derivative may be found, resides in the people alone." End of quote. But even if it is acknowledged that the people are divinely endowed with the sovereign power to govern, what happens if elected or appointed officials usurp the authority of the people to impose a dictatorship or some form of abusive government on them? This brings us to the fundamental principle on which the founders based their famous Declaration of Independence.